Name of the game, move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
What up, what up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
What's so dangerous about most hedge funds is that they're operating off of a structure called 2 and 20, or some variation of that. 2 means they get 2% of all the assets. Let's say they're managing $1 billion. That means every year, whether they make money or lose money for their investors, they get $20 million off the top. Then they have what's called the 20, which is 20% of the profits of the fund. Here's the problem with that. Number one, if you're going to give your money to someone to manage, and then you look at your monthly activity sheet, and you say, wait a second, they didn't do any trades this month. Why am I paying this person 20% when they're not doing anything? So this 2 and 20 makes the managers feel compelled to show activity, because or else why are you paying them? They feel they have to trade whether they're good trades or not. And by the way, even when they're right, there's so much fees created by there's commissions on the buy side, the sell side. Between that and the 2 and 20, they cannibalize the profits of the fund. Secondly, if a fund manager is getting 2% automatically just off of how much is in the fund, that $1 billion and $20 million a year, what would you do? He said, well, I might as well manage $5 billion, so then I can make $100 million. And that's basically they actively go out there and they market their fund and try to raise more money. And here's what happens. While there are some people that could give you a really nice return managing $500 million or $1 billion, it gets very, very difficult when they're managing $5 billion, because a lot of those trades you can't put as much money into. Same thing is true of mutual funds. They charge an annual fee, a management fee based on the assets. And again, that puts them in that same boat where they just want to collect as many assets as possible. And here's the irony. They also charge you for expenses. For the average mom and pop, unless you want to really do the research, the safest bet is to buy an index fund with no commissions attached. Just hold it. Put it away and just keep investing in that. And don't worry about the ups and the downs and the volatility. Look at the Warren Buffett bet he made about lunch for $1 million. What will perform over 10 years? Better hedge funds with all the experts trading in and out, or a straight index fund, which just is the S&P for 10 years. And the S&P, just by buying and holding it, crushed the hedge funds. The mistake people make is they try to get filthy rich by betting on the stock market. I don't think that's a strategy to getting rich. I think the strategy of getting rich is to be in business for yourself, or to do something you love and be passionate about it and work really hard. Trying to get rich in the stock market, especially for moms and pops, is a fool's errand that will typically end really, really badly for people.